Welcome to Howl with the Wolves, the official podcast of the UMB St. John's Seawolves. You will hear from coaches, alumni, current student athletes, staff members offering an inside look at athletics, recreation, and wellness at UMB St. John. This month's episode features women's and men's soccer head coach PJ Ward and Hope Godette, a third-year sciences student and defensive center midfielder on UMB SJ's women's soccer team. So let's begin. First, PJ, I'll come over to you. So the upcoming season is fast approaching, and there's so much to do when it comes to preparation. So tell me a little bit about your process each season.
Coaches spend a lot of time recruiting to improve certain areas of our team to help us better prepare for the upcoming season. In the off season, we are training in the fall and winter to develop the players for the upcoming summer season when they go home. We provide players with resources to improve their strength and conditioning aspect of the game. We also work with the players during the summer to provide them with drills to master their individual skills to help them develop further as they prepare for the fall season. Coaches are always in discussion with each other about training sessions for the upcoming season to help maximize the outputs of the players during those sessions. We don't stop asking ourselves questions to provide a better environment in training session. We're always pushing our mind to grow and improve.
Hope, I'll go over to you, kind of along the similar lines. What does your typical training schedule look like during the preseason, and how do you prepare for the upcoming games?
So preseason's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of soccer, which we all love to do. So we have, this season, we have two practices a day. So we have a practice in the morning and then a practice at lunch, and then we also have like team bonding, just getting to know everyone. So it's a lot of fun.
All right, PJ, back over to you. Can you share a bit more insight into what you look for maybe during like the tryouts or training camps when you're hosting those?
Yeah, the coaching staff are looking for players to be at their best in terms of preparation before the preseason camp starts. We are looking for quality and consistency on and off the ball. We will be testing players to see where they are in their fitness. Most important, we will be looking to see who is ready in terms of mental toughness for the high demand of a short season. We are starting our trials this weekend, and every year we have a standout walk-on player. We don't expect this year to be any different. Players should expect high level of demand from the coaching staff during tryouts and physical tests.
And speaking of high level of demand, as a science student, Hope, and a student athlete, how do you tend to balance the demand between both of those commitments you have each year?
Balancing being a science student and a student athlete is all about smart time management and prioritization. I plan my week carefully, setting aside specific times for studying, training, and games. When conflict arises, like an exam and a big game, I prioritize and prepare in advance. Efficient study techniques help me make the most of my limited time, and open communication with professors and coaches ensure I can manage both commitments effectively. Plus, I prioritize self-care to stay physically and mentally sharp. Balancing life as a student athlete is definitely a challenge, but it's something I've learned to manage with a few key strategies. I plan my week in advance, booking out time for classes, study sessions, training, and of course, games. Having a clear plan helps me stay on top of things and prevents me from getting overwhelmed. Also, leaning on my teammates and studying with them on the bus also helped me to make the most of my time. I know it's easy to get caught up in the grind of everything, but knowing to take care of my physical and mental health is essential to performing well in both areas. So I make sure I get enough sleep, eat well, and find moments to relax just for me. Overall, it's about being organized, staying disciplined, and knowing when to ask for help. It's a juggling act, but with the right approach, it's definitely possible to succeed in both academics and athletics.
So a lot of organization and leaning on your team for support.
Yes.
Very nice. So PJ, what are your expectations and goals for Seawolves soccer this season? Maybe just going off of last season a little bit too.
Coaching staff have done a good job improving areas that we were lacking last season and working hard on developing the team over the last year. We're expecting the quality to be higher within the team to compete with anybody and finish in the top three. For the boys' side, our goal is to not let the unique opportunities of two teams from the division being able to go to nationals pass us by. For the women, our goal is to compete against everybody, getting to playoffs, And once we're there, don't let anything go by us.
All right, so that's looking forward. But if we were to look back, Hope, so far in your career with the UMB SJ Seawolves, can you share a memorable moment that stands out to you?
Definitely a memorable moment for me is getting silver in my first season. Everybody works so hard together all the time, and it's just unreal to experience a success like that. It was bittersweet in the moment to lose in the finals, but looking back on it now, it's a really good memory. There's also just little memories like dancing in the hotels and making funny videos with your teammates that I'll never forget.
We always say it's a Seawolves family. Truly is.
It is.
So PJ, speaking about family and community, how important is fan or community involvement for the Seawolves?
Yeah, it's extremely important. It's something that we're always looking to improve to get more fans at the games, working with local soccer clubs to get their players to come and see us play. Not only, you know, it's important for them to come see us, but it's also very important for us to give back to the community. So I make sure that the team is doing a lot of volunteer to give back to the community, whether it's through St. John Soccer, Fundy Soccer, whether it's through Aerial 506. We are always looking for opportunities to give back to the community as much as we want them to be, you know, giving us that support as well.
Yeah, it's kind of that overall experience for the student athletes. So that's great to hear. So Hope, what are some of your personal goals this season?
One of my key goals for this season is to increase my impact in games by contributing to both goals and assists. I also aim to be a positive influence on my teammates, stepping up as a leader both on and off the field.
So lastly, PJ, can you tell us a little bit about maybe some upcoming exhibition games, tryouts, anything you've got going on?
Yeah, so our first exhibition game against Stu, it's extremely difficult side to play against. The coaches want the players to focus on their overall team performance. This game would also give us an idea where, as a group, and what we can improve on while we're giving players minutes under their legs in their first game. Our home opener, there's no better way to start the season than at home. We haven't done this in a long time. We want to ensure both teams have taken the right steps to achieve the objective during preseason to help prepare us mentally and physically to achieve the outcome we want during the home opener weekend.
One last question. What advice would you give to incoming student athletes or future student athletes?
My advice to incoming student athletes, future student athletes, is to embrace the challenge of balancing academics and athletics by staying organized from day one. Prioritize time management by creating a schedule that balances your classes, study time, practices, and games, and stay on top of your academics by starting assignments early and seeking help when needed. Open communication with your professors and coaches is key. Everyone's willing to work with you if you are proactive about a potential conflict. Everybody here wants you to succeed both as an athlete and as a student. Lean on your teammates or anyone in that athletic department for support. Don't forget to take care of yourself. Your physical and mental health are crucial for success. Most importantly, enjoy the journey, cherish the experiences, and learn from the challenges of being a student athlete is both demanding and incredibly rewarding.
Rapid fire question time. So Hope, what would you say is your favorite soccer drill if you had to pick one?
Honestly, I just really like when we go like do like crosses and just try and get in the net as fast as you can, like with either a header or any part of your body, really. Just go for it.
PJ, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
That's an interesting question because there's just so many superpowers nowadays.
Right?
I think if I had a superpower, I would like to be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, he's pretty cool, super smart, you know, gets to swing everywhere.
Okay, Hope, what's your go-to pump-up song before a game?
I'm gonna shout out to Julianne. Any song by the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, yes, that'd be great. Okay, PJ, what's your pre-game ritual, or do you have any, like, superstitions?
Yes, I do. I wear the same shin pads I had since I first started playing soccer. They're T90s and they're the size of your shins, not like the ones we wear today, which are very small. Just a superstition of mine is just, you know, I'm not going to have a good game if I don't have those shin pads on since I wore them since day one. In terms of what I do before a game, it's, you know, focus on visually preparing what the game's going to look like. You know, when I'm in the locker room or the changing room, as a player, I'm visually picturing how the game's going to go, what the certain situations look like mentally in my head before stepping onto the field.
So nobody steal PJ's shin pads. Hope, what is your favorite post-game or pre-game meal? I'll open it up to you.
Honestly, my mom makes a really good rice and chicken, and that's just my go-to. I always have that.
Hey, a classic. Okay, so last one to PJ. If you could play one other sport other than soccer, what would it be?
I would be a Formula One driver.
Okay, yeah, really?
I get a thrill at the high speeds and going around the fast corners and just all the little details that go into the sport.
Very cool. Adrenaline junkie, I guess, a little bit?
A little bit.
Well, thank you guys so much. That's a wrap on episode 2 of Howl with the Wolves. So be sure to follow at UMBSJCWolves on Facebook and Instagram. You can also check out our website at howlwiththewolves.ca for all things Seawolves.